people will get the idea, the wrong impression, but they'll get the idea that your show's it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And my show is hip. Now, I want to talk this hour, and a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about. You're going out with this bitch, and she's got a kid. Is there anything worse than a woman with a kid? I can hear all the guys right now saying, oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, Combs. Hey, Combs, I know what you're saying. And, anyway, so this bitch tells me that I've got a babysitter kid, and the kid's here at the station with me right now.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's enough.
And, so anyway, I feel very, very strongly about Lou. As you know, I believe in speaking my mind. And I don't think it's fair for the police to take liberties that the rest of us can't. Why is it the police are allowed to shoot a baby and I'm not? That's the part that really drives me crazy. And I know a lot of you guys agree. Right here, here's the kid right here. Wait a minute, that's not the kid. That's the kid. Shut up, kid. Shut up. You're driving me nuts. Kid wants milk and the kid wants food. Yeah, look at that. Huh? Wah, wah, wah. These women with their kids, and then they expect us to go home with them, take care of their sexual needs, which, of course, I'm very good at.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Couple more seconds.
7, 8.
And, but I'm getting sick of it. Sick to death of taking care of this broad's kid. I don't get any compensation for it. And so, as you know, here on the Comb Over Boys show, the show that brought you Bill Balance, who was 800 years old, and he had these really hanky pictures of Dr. Laura. This is the show that brought you, well, I guess that's it. We are now going to bring you the Comb Over Boy 101 solution to a screaming brat. Yeah, hey, all right. Jesus, it's not dead yet. Shut up. All right, on with the show. I really think that it's high time for a lot of you guys. On with the show. I think, let's tell you what, let's take your phone calls right now. What do you think about this whole situation anyway as it pertains to Pamela Anderson having hepatitis? Would you still have sex with her, huh? Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Do you care?
Well, I'll tell you, I really think that...
Hold on for a minute. Ah! Yeah!
Pamela Anderson's a real piece of you-know-what. I'd love to... I don't care if I get all kinds of diseases from her. I would always say, is the kid dead yet, or...
It's, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think Pamela Anderson's a woman...
I don't know what's going on with the kid.
Are you there? Come over, are you there?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, man. That ain't cool. a message from the Ad Council. Okay, welcome back. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I just wanted to fill you in on a little bit of news that's coming down around the Hendry House. Since 1983, I have gotten together with my buddies, and I say buddies, they're all high school friends of mine. Guys that I met anywhere from the, literally, one of them, you may know him, his name's Ray Bell. He's a famous thoroughbred trainer, trains racy horses. Anyway, I've known these guys, I've known him since we were in the second grade, and I've known a lot, you know, met a bunch of guys. So since 83, we've had a golf tournament called the Old Boot. And it's basically an excuse to get together and drink a lot of beer, but they, you know, we take our golf seriously. And so, and we give this boot that we found in the back of a guy's car, and we had it spray painted gold, and we mounted it on a plaque. And since 83, we've you know, put little plaques on it. This guy won this year. So this is the 2005 tournament's coming up. And so that would be 24 years, actually, 24th tournament. All right, so I've been to most of the boots. I blew my back out a few years ago. I didn't make it. But and I actually was the founding member of this tournament. And it's grown from, like, maybe a few guys to, you know, we have, like, over 20 guys. This year, these clowns are going to Ireland, and I ain't going. Are you ready for that? So, in other words, we've had it in places like Ojai. We had it out in the desert. A couple of years, they had one in Alabama. And I couldn't go to that one. I said, how was that? They go, well, we played some Robert Trent Jones courses. Robert Trent Jones, a very famous architect, very famous golf architect. And they opened up a course in Montgomery, Alabama. So one of our guys, this guy Ray, he is the dude who is kind of the social director, and he finds these really cool golf packages. Now, a lot of times they aren't as good as they sound. They had to fly into Atlanta. I'm not saying this is a bad one, but they had to fly into Atlanta. They rented cars. They drove back into Alabama, and they made their way down to Montgomery. And they played this tournament at this course, and they said it was a beautiful course. At one point, they got rained out, so they had to continue the second round of the tournament on a Sunday. And I'll never forget one of the stories the guys told me. He hit his ball, and golf in a lot of ways is like the Wizard of Oz. Because what'll happen is you'll hit your ball, if you're a really lousy golfer like me, you'll hit your ball so far out of play, you're suddenly in Oz, man. You know, you're walking through weeds. He hit his ball way out of the... You all right, Colm?
Ow!
He hit his ball way off the fairway toward this house. And there's a screen door on the second level. Now, he tells me the story, and I said, are you sure? Oh, man, he says, like out of Deliverance. I'm not knocking people in Alabama. This could have happened in California, but it just had some sort of poignancy that had happened there. So he walks over to get his ball, and suddenly appearing at the screen door, and you know how people look at a screen door? They're fuzzy looking. Three bald-headed kids all in a row looking down at him, right? And he looks up and he smiles, and the three bald-headed kids don't smile. And then the bald-headed kids kind of recede, and coming into their place is a larger bald-headed man, right? And Ray says, hi, it's raining, and I thought maybe what I would do is I could stand underneath your overhang here, or and he's looking at this bald guy just looming down at him in a wife beater, or I guess I could go back to the clubhouse. And he said, the guy goes, you should go back to the clubhouse. Okay. So anyway, they get done with this tournament. Now dig this. This is thank God I didn't go to this tournament. I'm glad for this reason only. They get in their cars. Now, for some reason, these idiots didn't just hang around in the clubhouse. I guess maybe it's because they wanted to see the town. And I don't know what this town was. It's somewhere near Montgomery, Alabama. I mean, you can go into the freaking bar at the course, but they wanted to go into town. Now, what do you think these morons find? They find a Cracker Barrel. This is the restaurant they find. I don't know, it's 15, 20 guys. Let's go in. Let's have dinner. Now, you all sit down. It's the end of the day. Waiter comes over, says, now, what can I get you guys to drink? All right, yeah, let me have a martini. You know, yeah, I'll take a beer, a shot of tequila. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't serve liquor. It's a dry county. And I said, you're kidding, right? No. I said, well, you got up and left, right? No, we were hungry. We ate. Well, and I said, what did you have to drink? And they looked back at me with a straight face, said some of the guys had apple juice. You know, in other words, I'm not saying that, you know, you got to be an alcoholic, but for God's sake, you know, you're going out of town, you're going to party at a Cracker Barrel on apple juice? You idiots. Getting back to the story. So then they go to, I don't know, they went to South Carolina one year, you know, and I've been to the tournaments they had out in the desert. Yeah, it's cool. Palm Springs, far out. They went down to Orlando one year. Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. We've had them all over the place. The one year I don't go, they're going to Ireland. Now, one of the guys that plays, one of our compatriots, oh, we've been to Mexico a few times. In fact, the boot down in Mexico is killer. It is the greatest time we ever, we go to Mexico, we have a great time. Now, I ain't saying the golf course is down there any good. In fact, this is a riot. You go down to the Mexican courses. We played at a place called Baja Mar. It's right on the coast of the Baja Peninsula. And, you know, on the back of the card, it says Rules of the Mexican Golf Association. Because up here we have the USGA. Well, I guess down there they've got the MGA, right? So stupid Phil goes into the clubhouse and I ask them, can I have a copy of the rule, you know, the MGA rule book? I know we got one around here someplace. I don't know. There ain't no such group. They put it on the back of the card. I'm the idiot. And that was a lot of fun. And we would golf that. Now, they got lava rock off to the side. Lava rock is, not only is it angular and it's very, very hard. It there's no way you hit lava rock with a golf ball that it doesn't carom 6 miles in a direction that's all wrong. So if you hit it off the fairway and you hit this lava rock, it could come back 100 yards in your direction, go into the ocean, God knows what. So a lot... What did I do now?
Hit hard rock? God, what a filthy mind. You
get out of here. So anyway, this is the deal. Now, these cats are going to Ireland. And one of the guys that we're with, he's an Irishman. He works in California in the horse racing business. Half of the guys that are in this tournament, Ray met. They're all these Irish guys or English guys. Or one of them is a former jockey, Derek. And he's such a lying little saw, you dirty. He's the guy, this freaking Derek, former jockey. Got a good golfer, but he hits this freaking thing off into the lava rock. And then we hear this.
Hey, I got a break. It's sitting up on the rock, pretty as a picture.
Yeah, bull crap you did. Don't be telling me that. There, no way, man. I hit my ball down into that lava rock. It's in the ocean. But he hits it in there. He get a lucky break. It's sitting up on the rock like a tee. All teed up for him. Now, Simon and his sister is in the travel business in Ireland. So these clowns are going to go to Ireland. What is today? They're going on Saturday. Well, they're going tomorrow. They're going to be in Ireland on Saturday. They're going to have a private coach taking them all over to these courses. They're going to play 5 different courses, you know, staying at all these little inns and stuff that they got all booked out, drinking at the pubs, living the life, and Phil's back here talking to this ass.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Listening to this. That's my life. Oh, they're going to have such a good time drinking that good, real Guinness and, you know, knocking a ball around over there in freaking Ireland, man. Now, here's the deal. One of the towns they're going to visit is Limerick, which, remember that girl that called last week, that Irish chick, Bud?
Yeah, the Mick.
Not the Mick. That she didn't want to be called a Mick. I said, you know, my friends are going to be in Limerick for a day. She goes, oh, Stab City. I didn't want to tell them that one. But in any event, they're going to have a blast, and I'm back here. Oh, well, the boot continues. I'll be there next year. Next year, it'll probably be in Alabama. I'll be the guy hanging, you know, the underhang with the guy going, best all go on back to the clubhouse. Don't be bothering the children. Beach volleyball, we're going to have that on the show?
Yeah.
Why?
Mr. Hall want to have some sports.
So in a few minutes, I'm going to have a beach volleyball game.
A beach volleyball game?
Beach volleyball, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
All right, so beach volleyball coming up in a few minutes on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And Skippy and Frank, are they going to be around? Okay, so Skippy and Frank will be on the air for just a couple of seconds here in our next half hour. And our website is www.philhendryshow.com. We've got a new picture on the website. I think you might like this picture. I got an email from as a matter of fact, we do have some emails we want to read. I got an email from a guy who's in the U.S. Well, actually, he's a former Marine. His brother is over there as a member of the Coast Guard, and we got a lot of guys from different branches of the service over there, and the guy sent a picture back, a whole bunch of pictures of different situations in Iraq, and one of them shows three Marines standing at a roadblock, and there's an Iraqi guy walking up with a gas can and a white flag of surrender, or a white flag of truce, I should say, and the caption is, no, it's just a guy with a gas can. That wouldn't be a gas can and a bomb, now would it? You know, so anyway, look at the picture and see what you think. And then I wanted to just ask a simple question here. Am I missing something? What is this guy, Karl Rove? Did he commit a war crime? Did he cut somebody's tongue out of their head? What's the freaking hard on for this guy? What is the story? You know what the guy did? He said, hey, there were some liberal people. I've resigned from all political parties. I think they're all gay. Gay, gay, freaking gay. If you are a Democrat, a Libertarian, or a Republican, or any member of any party, Green, Nazi Party, Communist Party, you all should be shot. You talk about the one thing that's killing this country, that's it. You want to know what's killing America? You want to, not killing it, I mean, we're going to be fine, but you want to know what keeps us from solving problems? It takes us 100 freaking years to solve a problem. You want to know why? Political parties. It's taken the African American in our country literally 150 years just to get to this point since emancipation. Should have taken not as much time. Want to know why? Political parties. Democrats and Republicans, both. Gay people used to be castrated. Castrated. That's what they did to gay people. Today, we actually have in some states domestic union laws, and we're working towards more, guaranteeing more civil liberties for gay people. Want to know why it's taken so long? You want to know why gay people were castrated at one time? Political parties. Republicans and Democrats. They're the ones that castrated gay people. Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, all of them. Green Party, you Green Party people, you've castrated more gay people than I could possibly count. You dirty bastards. What I wouldn't give, as Woody Allen said, my main man Woody Allen, what I wouldn't give for a sock full of horse manure. Women didn't get the right to vote until the 1920s. Why? Political parties. Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, all of them, crack wipes with a capital wipe. And what else, bud?
Midgets.
Midgets have been, they can't get good freaking movie roles. Why? I'm so sick and tired of them, I could throw up. Look at it, here comes another picture of a dog barking at a detainee. Can I just clue in people who are interested in the truth? Not you idiots that email me with all of your, Bush is a freaking Nazi stuff. No, anybody out there that actually has three sets of brains between their ears, if you read the Geneva Accords, there are certain interrogation techniques that are allowed. Yeah, I know it comes as a shock. If you actually read them, you'll see that sleep deprivation's fine, the use of music is fine, they don't outlaw the use of dogs, you can't let the thing maul a guy, but having it bark at a guy is not a war crime. Calling the guy's mother a whore, it may be rude. It might be something you don't want to do in polite company. But when you're interrogating a witness or interrogating a suspect or a prisoner, it's perfectly allowable. I'm reading this story. I couldn't believe my eyes. Guy says, and then they called him a whore, and they said that his mother was a dirtbag. Now, that's what I call a war crime. You've got to be joking. Next up on the list, we got this Karl Rove idiot and the other idiots that don't like him. So he said something about liberals were soft on terror at the beginning of the war. Well, they were. You can't deny it. I was ashamed to be a Democrat. I've resigned since then. I don't even want any part of it, man. They were. There's no getting around it. What's the matter, man? The truth hurt or something? Get it. Grow up. Okay, and then what was the other one we were talking about, Harry? That Karl Rove thing, and there was one other thing was in the news. This wouldn't go away. You talk about a slow freaking news day. Karl Rove? I mean, this thing won't go away. I heard about the guy. Yeah, okay, what else? Well, he said some bad stuff. What? By the way, that guy that bet me, I got a guy who bet me that Hillary Clinton's going to be president in 2008. I said, no, she won't. He said, yeah, well, I'm still waiting for you to take the bet up, man. I'm telling you, if you can prove to me that you've got the money to lose, man, I'll. And he says to me, you got no right to look at my financial record. I said, I'm just offering you a friendly bet. I just want to make sure you got the money. You know, I want to get paid. If you ever really, that's one thing about what people say and what they believe, just offer them a friendly wager. You'll find out real fast whether they mean what they're saying. Really? Yes, absolutely. There is no, without question in my mind, torture techniques were used at Guantanamo. Okay, I tell you what, I got $1,000 that says you're wrong. Well, I, come on, let's go, baby. 1G. Now, you know you have to prove that torture was used. You got to look at the Geneva Accords and point out what torture that is proscribed by the Geneva Accords that was used at Guantanamo. Show me, go ahead. I got $1,000, says you're wrong. Oh, you're so full of, Then you find out real fast whether they believe it or not. I got $1,000, I'll tell you what, I'll lay it out there right now for anybody listening to me. I got $1,000 for anybody that can prove to me that Al Franken's a man. $1,000, because I think it's a chick. That's right, I think it's Pat. I think it's Pat. Is he or isn't she? It's time now for our email. Dear Phil, I'm 18 years old. I'm glad things are going a little smoother in your marriage. I got to tell you that I'm going through some difficulties with my girlfriend right now as well. And, well, we're taking some time away from each other, so just letting you know that I understand you and that and all that crap. I can't imagine how much it must suck to go through problems when you're married and have kids, so I wish you the best of luck. Love your show, Steve from Schenectady. Thanks, Steve. That's really nice of you, man. He says, P.S., one of my favorite lines is when Clara Bingham was talking about the Nutcracker. She said, quote, the Sugar Plum Fairy is a dealer and the Mouse King is the main opium connection in Afghanistan. This was years ago, and yes, you said, Afghanistana. This was years ago, and you said, yes, Afghanistana with the A at the end later. Thanks, Steve. This one from Dan Green. The Brad Rifkin interview about the Jesus image in the block of glass was a freaking work of art and, by the way, hysterically funny. It should be required reading at my alma mater, Creighton University, a Jesuit school. Dan. That was the one we did with Brad 2 days ago. And they see this image of Jesus. Brad put it in there. It's a phony baloney image. And he's collecting money from all the poor migrant workers. And he doesn't get it. People are going, you're ripping him off. What? This one's from Todd. Hey, Phil, I love when you talk about Boy and his unlistenable show, Blow Me Up, Take Me Out with a Bong Hit. What a douchebag. I have to hear more of you destroying that spooge. Thanks, Todd. P.S. Keep informing all those anti-war scumbags about the real world. Thank you so very deeply, Todd. This one is from Kent. I just listened to last night's Wednesday show over the Backstage Pass and happened to hear one of the funniest moments in the history of radio during the third hour. When Dr. Sadler demanded to know whether the last caller of the evening had said the word a-hole or ever had the word a-hole on a spelling bee, she hesitated before answering. After Sadler then yelled, aha, you had to think about it, she responded, I don't believe I ever was in a spelling bee. Mercy, I have listened to that exchange about a dozen times now, which is one of the beauties of the Backstage Pass. Money well spent. Keep up the good work, Kent. Hey, Phil, it was fun to hear you hear my name so often in last night's show in the Chris Norton bit. I like that. Here's a great line from this show. Chris Norton, she'd be all over it like a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. That's a good one. Valerie. Her name's Valerie Holloway. Maybe that's the mother of the chick. Is it, you think, bud?
Could be.
No, she wouldn't be down there looking for a daughter and emailing me about bits.
I don't know.
We got a few others, but we'll read them some other time. Here's one here. This is from Steve. Phil, do you realize how funny it was when Doug Danger said, no, I'm a white man, but I'm black insofar as the fact that I'm gay? All right, here it is, our email. 1-800-449-8686 is our number, but our email is phs@philhendryshow.com. And he sent some favorite lines. These cats in the military, where are they getting? Are they listening on the internet? Are you guys? What do you guys listen to, on shortwave radio or something, or the internet? Can't be shortwave. I tried to get our show on air for, you know, what is the thing called? Armed Forces Radio? But I guess you gotta be willing to do it for free. And there ain't no way I'm giving those scumbags at the Department of Defense. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know why they're... Show's too weird, man. It's just not definable. It's just not in the little news talk niche. And then, you know, with all due respect to our great Air America affiliates, we get, a lot of your folks are calling and they are utterly baffled. They don't know. You know, for a radio network that calls itself progressive, well, you can't be that progressive, man. We're getting calls from people who are like,
is this a comedy or what?
Well, that's all right. By the way, when I get off the air tonight, I know I'll go back to my email. There'll be three people who, I'm canceling my backstage pass. Your comments about Bush, did I offend you? I work my ass off every night, putting together the funniest freaking radio show in the history of man on this planet. If I want to throw a few of my political opinions in and it's bugging you, hey, good riddance to bad rubbish, baby. Keep your $6.95. What do I care? I owe it to myself and to my longevity. If I don't, I'll either have a heart attack or I'll be running out of a house with a baby. You want to see a guy running out of a house with a baby and guns? I'll have one under each arm. That's terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you know it's true. Way you guys treat me sometimes, I'm telling you. I'll go running out of that house. All right, Phil, come on, put it down.
No, no way. Not a chance. You see the baby here?
Yeah.
Well, I got another one under this arm.
Now I'm coming out. Anyway, the dude writes, he says, I got some favorite lines. Bobby Dooley, 2000. Bobby had to put protective equipment on her kids before she went over to a friend's house because she wanted to make sure that the kid, that they had a sanitized home. Also, Bobby, before dinner, made her friend eat the food they cooked before Bobby and her family ate it. Bobby had a heart condition, and the only way for her to calm down was if you played music to calm her down. What the hell is this guy? I was just giving me his favorite shows. Anyway, his favorite line that I have to write you would have to be Vernon Dozier in the Little League bit. People show up missing every day, not knowing what happened to them, and they're old people. Anyway, thank you. That's Justin, and he's in the Air Force. All right. On the 29th, we will have our webcast. We'd like you to join us for that, $6.95, and you can watch how we do our show. The webcast is entirely unique in the annals of broadcasting because you'll be looking at us actually performing. More to the point, me. And people enjoy watching this. It's not like watching a regular show. So if you want to see how the Phil Henry Show is done, you can get the webcast. If you don't, if you'd like to just kind of all keep it a big secret, you could get a backstage pass. Just don't watch the webcast. And to answer your question, yeah, we keep it online. It's there. You can access it anytime you want. The podcasts, as far as I know, are fixed. What do I care? You know, the music. If I were you, I would just listen to the live streaming or listen to the show. Don't listen to the MP3 files. If it sucks so much, if you can't stand it, don't listen to it. It's the worst thing that I think we've ever done is that freaking podcast, because these people. And then what happens after, you know, the end of the day, I go, I'm in this intense dialogue with about five people. The average guy out there, he wouldn't know a podcast from Little Orphan Annie. All right, is that it? Yeah, that's it. That's all the news that I have right now. We'll be right back. What are we going to see today, St. John? Well, these are very special people. These people are suffering from quadriplegia. In other words, they don't have any motion or movement. Some of them are missing all four limbs. And they'll be playing volleyball. Yes, we'll be seeing them playing volleyball. They're very talented people. They use only their heads, as you can see. And it's tough for them to get around. I can't even begin to describe it. It's going to be exciting. All right, let's get set. Today's quad amputee volleyball game brought to you by Farmer John Wieners for all of your wiener needs. There's the service. And it's out of bounds. You'll see it go out of bounds a lot, given the fact that they're only using their heads. I understand. And our game, of course, is sponsored as well by Jim Engley Chevrolet. Jim Engley, come on down and drive one of his cars. They're beautiful things. All right. Quad amputee volleyball, the two teams, Susie Pageant and Stumpy Mitchell. Is that name a joke? No, they call him Stumpy, you know, for the obvious reasons. All right. And there's the service. That's out of bounds. So what have you been doing? I've had a great summer. My wife just had a baby, so we're very excited about it. Here's another service. Nope, out of bounds.